Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, July 15th, 2025, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
RTL brings three new restaurants to Williamsburg's growing food scene. Williamsburg continues its evolution into one of New York City's trendiest food and beverage destinations, with RTL securing three new restaurants in the neighborhood. These deals bring over 5,000 square feet of curated culinary experiences, including a brand new concept from the team behind Nobody Told Me, an all-day cafe and wine bar called Pally, and Matsunori Sushi Club. RTL's executive vice president and partner Michael Shkreli and associate Eli Gold brokered the transactions, ensuring these new additions align with the area's vibrant energy. These openings reflect the exceptional growth Williamsburg has seen in recent years, driven by top-quality retailers and F&B establishments, shaping the character and rhythm of Brooklyn and beyond. Investor news breaks: Standard Lithium Ltd., NYSE American, SLI, JV reports lithium grades to date at Smackover Project. Standard Lithium Ltd., in partnership with Equinor, reported the highest lithium grades to date at its Smackover Project in southwest Arkansas. The Lester well yielded a lithium concentration of 616 milligrams per liter, with an average of 582 milligrams per liter from three samples. With fieldwork completed, the JV team is moving forward with its FEED study and anticipates a definitive feasibility study by Q3 2025, aiming for a final investment decision by year-end. Standard Lithium is focused on sustainable lithium production through a scalable direct lithium extraction process. For more information, visit Standard Lithium's website. Online firearms retailer Grab a Gun completes business combination and will begin trading on NYSE July 16th. Grab a Gun Digital Holdings, Inc., a fast-growing online retailer of firearms and ammunition, has completed a business combination with Columbia Acquisition Corp. II. The combined company will begin trading on the NYSE under the tickers PEW and BEW on July 16th. With over $179 million in gross proceeds, Grab a Gun plans to accelerate growth and acquisition plans. Donald Trump Jr. joins the board of directors, highlighting shareholders' confidence in the company and the Second Amendment movement. CEO Mark Namati expressed excitement for the future, emphasizing Grab a Gun's mission to revolutionize the shooting sports industry.
AI news breaks. Onar Holding Corp., our CEO, spotlights AI-driven marketing strategy for the middle market. Onar Holding Corp. CEO Claude Zdano shared his journey from musician to marketing innovator on the Tech Media Wire podcast. Starting as a musician, Zdano founded Stadium Red Studios, which later expanded into Stadium Red Group, offering marketing services. In 2021, Zdano took the helm at Onar Holdings, specializing in AI-driven marketing for middle-market businesses. Onar's solutions directly impact revenue for firms generating $50 million to $1 billion. With nearly 50 employees across five continents, Onar's agencies service over 45 clients in various industries, including performance marketing, healthcare, experiential marketing, and technology incubation. For more information, visit www.onar.com.
Investor news breaks: Zacks Research releases updated report as Solagenix Inc., NASDAQ SNGX, eyes upcoming key catalysts. Solagenix Inc., NASNGX, a late-stage biopharmaceutical company focusing on rare diseases, is anticipating key catalysts in the second half of 2025. The company is progressing on its Phase 3 trial of Hybrite TM for early-stage cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. Solagenix is developing products within two business segments: specialized biotherapeutics and public health solutions. Updates on enrollment in the Phase 3 trial are expected in the second half of 2025, with top-line results in 2026. Additional updates are expected for the ongoing investigator-initiated study, psoriasis, and Behçet's disease trials in Q3 2025. Zach's research reported high confidence in the success of the FLASH-2 trial and potential upside in the psoriasis and BD programs not factored into the current share price.
Shopoff Realty Investments secures $52 million refinance of 270-acre project. Shopoff Realty Investments has secured $52 million in financing from Peachtree Group for the block at Elliott in Mesa, Arizona, a 270-acre project. This financing will allow Shopoff to advance the project to the next stage of development, including grading and utility improvements. Shopoff President and CEO William A. Shopoff expressed satisfaction with securing the financing despite current market uncertainties. Since acquiring the project in 2022, Shopoff has obtained approval for annexation into Mesa and a mass grading plan. Grading is expected to start in late 2025. Walker & Dunlop's Mark Strauss and Rob Quarton facilitated the financing, overcoming complexities in the capital structure. Shopoff Realty Investments, based in Irvine, California, focuses on value-add investing and development projects across the U.S. For more information, visit www.shopoff.com or call 844-4-SHOPOFF. Blue Spring Wealth Partners merger creates $865 million AUM firm. Blue Spring Wealth Partners announced the merger of Hickory Asset Management, Inc. into Ritter Danaher Financial Advisory, LLC, creating a firm with over $865 million in assets under management. Hickory, led by President Dan Laskowiczek, will join forces with RDFA, led by managing partner John Ritter. Both firms share a commitment to personalized wealth management solutions. Clients will benefit from expanded capabilities and enhanced service accessibility. The merger will allow for seamless client care and growth opportunities. Hickory's name will remain until 2026 when Dan Laskowiczek retires. Blue Spring Wealth Partners supports both firms in their combined entity, aiming to power scalable growth and better serve clients.
DeepWatch named to Google Cloud's Managed Security Services Initiative. DeepWatch, the leader in human plus AI-driven managed detection and response, has been named to Google Cloud's Managed Security Services Provider Initiative. This collaboration combines DeepWatch's precision MDR and expert security services with the Google Security Operations Platform to offer unified 24/7 managed detection and response. By addressing critical industry challenges such as remote work and IoT expansion, this partnership aims to accelerate threat detection and response, reduce costs, and improve security posture. DeepWatch's advanced AI-driven detection techniques and Google Cloud's technology foundation provide end-to-end threat protection, AI-driven efficiency, and expert-driven scale for organizations looking to enhance their security resilience and operational efficiency at scale.
GE Vernova adding 250 new jobs as part of Pennsylvania factory expansion. GE Vernova, a global energy company, is adding 250 new jobs at its grid solutions factory in Charleroi, PA. This expansion is part of a $100 million investment in Pennsylvania over the next 2 years, creating a total of 700 new jobs across multiple factories in the state. The new roles will help manufacture high-voltage switchgear products, critical for stable electrical grid operation. CEO Scott Strazik emphasized the importance of investing in grid infrastructure to power America's economy. In addition, GE Vernova secured an order to provide 7 high-efficiency gas turbines to the Homer City Energy Campus, supporting a natural gas-powered data center. These investments are part of a larger $9 billion global investment plan through 2028, demonstrating the company's commitment to advancing energy technology and sustainability. Best Intelligent Document Platform for Developers, Nutrient's Document AI SDK update. Nutrient, the document AI company for modern enterprises, has announced the release of its Q2 2025 SDK update, featuring powerful AI-native features to enhance developers' document-centric workflows. This update includes intelligent redaction, contextual text comparison, multi-document AI assistance, and open-source tools for agentic workflows. The company's CEO, Jonathan Ryan, emphasizes the importance of embedding AI into document experiences. The release also introduces AI enhancements for web, mobile, and server SDKs, along with the launch of DWS MCP Server for agentic orchestration. Additional highlights include a rebuilt Java SDK, accessibility upgrades to the WebViewer SDK, and developer-facing improvements. Nutrient aims to make generative AI accessible for developers to create AI-powered document workflows. For more information, visit Nutrient's website. Investor news breaks. Blue Sky AI Inc., OTC BSAI, partners with Data Specialties Inc. to accelerate modular AI data center deployment. Blue Sky AI Inc., BSAI, has partnered with Data Specialties Inc. to accelerate the deployment of modular AI data centers. Based in Buena Park, California, DSI brings over 30 years of expertise to supply pre-manufactured modular data centers for Blue Sky's SkyMod platform. This collaboration will help Blue Sky AI exceed 100 megawatts of operational capacity within 24 months, providing scalable compute environments for AI developers and enterprises. Blue Sky AI, headquartered in Salt Lake City, Utah, aims to revolutionize the AI compute landscape by offering cutting-edge modular solutions. For more information, visit www.blueskyaidatacenters.com.
Tech Media Breaks, Unusual Machines Inc., NYSE American, UMAC announces $48.5 million registered direct offering to fund U.S. manufacturing expansion. Unusual Machines Inc., Inc., has announced a $48.5 million registered direct offering to fund U.S. manufacturing expansion. The offering consists of 5 million shares of common stock at $9.70 per share. Dominary Securities LLC is the exclusive placement agent. The proceeds will support manufacturing growth, working capital, and general corporate purposes. Unusual Machines manufactures drone components and drones under various brands, including Fat Shark. The company aims to be a leading parts supplier in the U.S. drone industry, which is projected to reach $115 billion by 2032. For more information, visit www.unusualmachines.com. Unit 5N closes at 108 Leonard, highlighting continued demand for historic luxury in Tribeca. Unit 5N at 108 Leonard, a historic Tribeca condominium, has closed, showcasing the ongoing demand for luxury in the area. This transaction is one of 10 closings this year, emphasizing the desire for distinctive, light-filled homes in Manhattan's sought-after neighborhood. Originally built in 1899, 108 Leonard combines Italian Renaissance Revival architecture with modern luxury. The 2,413-square-foot residence boasts landmark details and contemporary interiors by Jeffrey Beers International. With over 20,000 square feet of private amenities, including a lap pool and rooftop gardens, 108 Leonard continues to attract buyers seeking historic charm and modern comforts. Sales director Elena Sarkissian notes the strong demand for unique historic homes driving the building's sales momentum in Tribeca.
Renowned inventor Wayne Fromm debuts Snoopy Magic Mixer to celebrate Snoopy's 75th birthday. Renowned inventor Wayne Fromm has unveiled his latest creation, the Snoopy Magic Mixer, in celebration of Snoopy's 75th anniversary this October. Designed for fans ages 3 and up, this hands-free mixer makes it easy to mix a variety of drinks and dressings without any mess. Made from BPA-free materials, the Snoopy Magic Mixer is safe for kids and versatile enough for adults. Fromm, known for inventing the selfie stick, is excited to pay tribute to Snoopy with this practical and fun product. With Snoopy's milestone birthday approaching, the Snoopy Magic Mixer is sure to be a popular item for gift guides and holiday shopping. Available now on Amazon, this mixer is perfect for promoting healthy habits and bringing a touch of nostalgia to everyday tasks.
Investor news breaks. Isotropic Corporation, KOZF, FSC 1R3, launches strategic awareness campaign ahead of IsoView breast CT commercialization. Isotropic Corporation, a medical device company focused on advanced breast cancer imaging, has launched a strategic awareness campaign in preparation for the commercialization of its IsoView breast CT imaging system. The initiative includes targeted news updates, a new podcast series, and the launch of BreastT.com to educate and engage global audiences on IsoView's patented hardware, AI-driven software, and competitive advantages over traditional imaging. These efforts support Isotropic's regulatory and go-to-market strategies, aligning investor and market engagement ahead of its anticipated launch. Juan Carlos Tassara and Ricardo Dunin of North Development on the cover of Negocios magazine. Negocios magazine's latest edition features real estate giants Ricardo Dunin, founder of Oak Capital, and Juan Carlos Tassara, co-founder of Edifica, on the cover. Together, they formed North Development, introducing a luxury residential offering in Miami with a flexible rental model. The flats concept allows buyers to rent units short-term and enjoy high-end hospitality services. With Miami's evolving real estate market and demand for innovative projects, North Development aims to meet the expectations of investors and end users. Tassara and Dunin's expertise in micro-rental units and efficient design sets them apart in the industry. Negocios magazine, a leader in South Florida business publications, offers daily news updates online and in print, catering to entrepreneurs in the region.
Presence Co. celebrates grand opening in Reading, MA, strengthened by the support of Boston Business Women Network. Presence & Co. is celebrating the grand opening of its new space in Reading, Massachusetts, thanks to the support of the Boston Business Women Network. This milestone showcases the power of professional networking, with BBW connecting key individuals to make this location a reality. Founded on empowering female entrepreneurs, BBW offers invaluable resources like mentorship and business development opportunities. Through BBW, members Angela Nuss of J. Nuss Realty Group, LLC, and Hannah Corbett of Presence & Co. found success, culminating in the ideal space for the new location. The collaborative networking of BBW highlights the transformative impact of women supporting each other. As Presence Co. opens its doors, they extend gratitude to BBW and the Reading, North Reading Chamber of Commerce for their guidance and recognition. They look forward to contributing to Reading's business landscape while fostering relationships for innovation and success. Quickset debuts Sora Knob as latest addition to Signature Series. Quickset introduces the Sora Knob as the newest addition to its Signature Series line. This timeless, traditionally styled doorknob features a refined silhouette with step detailing, available in matte black, satin nickel, and satin brass finishes. The Sora collection includes keyed entry, passage, privacy, and dummy functions, as well as a combo pack, making it versatile for various spaces. With Microban antimicrobial protection, surfaces stay 99.9% cleaner. The knobs are built with Quickset's precision interior for sturdy performance. Smart Key Security offers bump and pick resistant protection with easy DIY rekeying. Priced at $22.99, the Sora Knob collection is now available through Quickset's network of dealers and distributors.
Tech Media Breaks, Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ, MULN, to rebrand as Bollinger Innovations, consolidate operations for efficiency and growth. Mullen Automotive Inc., trading as Bollinger Innovations, NASDAQ, MULN, is rebranding to enhance efficiency and growth. The company will change its NASDAQ ticker symbol by August 15, 2025. Operations will consolidate under the Bollinger brand, with commercial vehicle functions moving to Oak Park, Michigan. Mullen has streamlined, cutting 155 positions and reducing operating expenses by at least $35 million. The focus remains on advancing commercial EVs like the Mullen 1 and 3 and the Bollinger B4 with a 7,325-pound payload and 185-mile range. Executives anticipate significant sales orders this fiscal quarter. Consulting Solutions again ranked among SIA's largest U.S. staffing firms. Consulting Solutions has been named in the largest staffing firms in the United States research report by staffing industry analysts for the seventh consecutive year. The report highlights 224 companies that generated at least $100 million in U.S. staffing revenue in 2024. Consulting Solutions also made SIA's list of largest IT staffing firms. The firms listed in this year's report generated $126.4 billion in U.S. staffing revenue in 2024. Consulting Solutions' inclusion in the largest staffing firms in the United States 2025 update follows the company also receiving a 2025 Healthiest Companies Award at the Platinum level from the First Coast Worksite Wellness Council.
Brooklyn's investment sales volume totaled $3.25 billion across 453 transactions in 1HD 2025. Aerial Property Advisors report shows Brooklyn's investment sales volume reached $3.25 billion across 453 transactions in the first half of 2025, as reported by Aerial Property Advisors. This marks a 4% increase in transaction volume and a 2% decrease in dollar volume compared to the same period in 2024. Development land values hit a record high at $313 per BSF, driven by initiatives like City of Yes, indicating strong confidence in Brooklyn's growth. The multifamily market saw a 10% increase in transaction volume and a 14% increase in dollar volume, with smaller, free market buildings becoming a focus for investors. Industrial transactions decreased by 21%, while retail sales surged by 16%, driven by institutional investments in prime locations like Williamsburg. Domestic competition pushes Chinese EV firms to expand internationally. Competition in China's electric vehicle market has intensified, with over 100 companies vying for a spot. Chinese EV firms are now looking to expand internationally, learning from past mistakes. This trend could impact players like Massimo Group, MAMO, in the automotive industry. Green Car Stocks, a platform focused on EVs and green energy, provides tailored corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wider audience and increase brand awareness. To stay updated, text GREEN to 888-902-4192 for SMS alerts. For more information, visit greencarstocks.com. A new mining model is emerging, and Wall Street is paying attention. ES Gold Corp is revolutionizing the mining industry by redeveloping past-producing mine sites with known volumes and historical grades. This new approach challenges the traditional high-risk, high-capex model of mining. With gold prices at an all-time high and demand for minerals booming, companies like ES Gold are attracting attention from Wall Street. Leveraging their expertise, ES Gold joins other mineral miners like BHP Group, Barrick Mining, Franco-Nevada Corp, and Kinross Gold Corp in positioning themselves for success in a market full of potential. This shift in mining strategy is reshaping the industry and offering investors a new way to participate in the mining sector. Biomed news breaks. Kairos Pharma Ltd., NYS American HAPA, reports positive safety results in Phase 2 study of prostate cancer drug ENV-105. Kairos Pharma Ltd. has reported positive safety results in its Phase 2 study of the prostate cancer drug ENV-105. The first-in-class CD-105 antagonist showed no dose-limiting toxicities or unexpected adverse events in the first 10 patients, with no grade 3 or 4 toxicities observed. ENV-105 was well-tolerated when combined with apalutamide. The 100-patient trial is ongoing at Cedars-Sinai, City of Hope, and Huntsman Cancer Center, with interim efficacy data expected in September 2025. Kairos plans to engage regulators on a potential Phase 3 study. For more information about Kairos Pharma, visit www.kairospharma.com. Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp. CSAU, OTCQB ESAUF, reinvents mining model with low capex tailing strategy and near-term production. ES Gold Corp., a forward-looking mineral resource company, is reinventing the mining model with a low capex tailing strategy and near-term production. The company is challenging the traditional high-risk, high-capex approach by redeveloping legacy mine sites with known volumes, historical grades, and existing infrastructure. With its Montauban project in Quebec fully permitted and under construction, ES Gold is set for near-term gold, silver, and mica production through clean, gravity-based tailings processing. Led by CEO Gordon Robb, ES Gold aims to transform forgotten assets into clean, cash-generating producers. As gold prices soar and sustainability becomes a priority, ES Gold is well positioned to capitalize, joining an elite group of modern miners. To learn more, visit ES Gold's newsroom.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.